Zomer Rafuna Chavor Rechaim Loikishtayim Mishur Mechaim Mishur Kinefesh Uchayvu. Ye Rechaim Varochav. You take, let's say, Rechaim, the bottom and the top part, and you know Loikisholosh Mishur Rechaim Varochav or Mishur Kinefesh Uchayvu. You're over like two, you're over two lavin, three lavin. Because he's always adding on, like what it says in this posting, each one is like a lav by itself. That's as far as Rafuna. For Rabbi Yehuda, who Amar Chovor Rechayim Loike Achas, Varochav Loike Achas, Rechayim Varochav Loike Shtayim. Good old to know. If you take away the Rechayim, the bottom part, you only get one Malkus. You take away the top part, you only get one Malkus. Rechayim Varochav Loike Shtayim. Here he agrees though. If you take away both the top and the bottom, you should know then Lamaisi you get two Malkus in, but never three. Now, kinefesh uchayvel, what does the pasuk mean, kinefesh uchayvel? I'll tell you, it means, lishar dvarim hudiyasa. That's coming for something else. It's not like another lab over here. That's called lishar dvarim hudiyasa. So Rashi says, lishar dvarim, for lav liyaisufe lav arechayim baruchiv. It's not like coming back to the beginning of the pasuk to say there's another lav if you take the millstone. Dorechayim baruchiv sibarisha. It says that already. There's a lav not to take away the millstone from this person. The Yitzruch Kinefesh, what does the Pasuk end off and say? It says Kinefesh Shuchayvul, what do I need it for? The Yitzruch Kinefesh, L'Rabba Shar Kelim Shlecha Nefesh. That not only the millstone, but even other Kelim can't take away his dishes, his spoons. He can't take away Kelim he needs to eat with. That's his lot to take away. That's the Machlekes here. When you take away Rechayim the millstone, is there two lavs? The end Pasuk, Kinefesh Shuchayvul, that's like another extra lav. Back to the first part of the pasuk, or no, it's like two separate lavs. Layaspa Rechaim is saying one thing: don't take away his millstone. For that, there's a lav. Ki nefesh uchayvul is true explaining it, but by explaining it, it means to be ma'isiv other things. Can't take away any other kalim that he needs to live on. But if you take away any one kalim, you're only over one lav. You're never over more than one lav for each kli. Sanamar says, Lema, let's say, Abaye v'Rovo beplukta the Rav Huna of Yehuda kemiflugi. I'll bring you down another machlekes Abaye v'Rovo, and the Chorot Smashim is telling the same machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Yom HaRovo, Rovo says, Ochal no lekishtayim by Korban Pesach. If you eat the Korban Pesach no raw, so the Pesach says, it's a lav. So we'll soon see. So Rovo says, you get two times, you get two malchus in. Mishum no, because it's raw, it's not completely roasted. Or mishum, I mean, no, I think means it's half done, like it's not completely raw either. It means like half done, it's not well done. Or mishum kiyim tzliyesh. The Torah also says you have to only eat it roasted. So if you don't have it well done, that's not called tzliyesh. So you over mishum no, or mishum kiyim tzliyesh. So Rabbi says you get two malchus in. Mevushul. Let's say eat the Korban Pesach when it's cooked. Loikishtayim, you should know, then you get two times Malkus. And also, Mishum Mavushum. First of all, there's a law not to eat the Korban Pesach when it's cooked. Or Mishum Kiyim Tzliyesh. Also, because of the Pasuk, how are you supposed to eat it? Kiyim Tzliyesh.
The Pasuk does this. Al Peuch Limimenu No. Don't eat the Korban Pesach when it's not well done. Or Boshum Mavushum Amoyim. And don't eat it when it's cooked in water either. Kiyim tzliyesh, right? Only when it's roasted. Roasted means right. Well done. Roasted. Roishoy akrov yakirboy. Supposed to start with saying what? Don't eat it when it's no or boshim avusho. Kiyim tzliyesh. That's the chiddush they're saying. That if you eat it no, you're over like two lavs. One because you're eating it no, and also because it's not called kiyim tzliyesh. Now they're learning again. It's like two separate lavs. L'chur, that's like Rav Huna before. Now the pasuk says kinefeshu sach kinefeshu. It's like another lav. That's where the dashen also. The pasuk says kiyim tzliyesh. That's like another lav. There's one lav eating it raw or eating it cooked, and the second lav you didn't eat it roasted. That's the way Rabbi says. What about no umavusho? Let's say you cooked it and it was not completely cooked. It was like only half cooked. So then loike sholosh, you're over three lavs. Mishum no. First of all, it's no. It's not completely done. Or mishum avushu, the mites of this meat is cooked. Or mishum lo seichlo, kiyim tzliyesh. You're also over the avera. It's not called tzliyesh. That's the way Rava learns. So namashat the machlekes before.
Abaya says, "Ain loikin alav shebeklolus." No, you don't get alav on alav shebeklolus. In other words, no and boshim of ushol is like alav shebeklolus. So Rashi learns alav shebeklolus mishum lo. Rashi learns goes in the second lav mishum lo toichlo kiim tsliyesh. The kail no umavushal goes on both no and mavushal. V'yen loikin elo al no mavushal shame of roshim. That's the way Rashi learns pshat in Abaya. That in loikin alav shebeklolus means the end of the pasuk of kiim tsliyesh. For that you do not receive malchus. You only receive malchus either for the no or else for the mavushal. But kiim tsliyesh, that's like going back to both of them. That's a kailo. For that you don't receive malchus. This is a machlokes Abaya v'Rava. The more says the chura leimer Abaya tiyomek Reb Yehuda. Abaya lechura goes like Reb Yehuda. That Yehuda before said when you take a mashkin or rechayim you're only over one lav, not the second lav of kinefesh uchayvul. For Rava tiyomek Reb Huna. But Rav here that says no, you're over two or three malchus in, that's the same svar that Reb Huna said before. When the pasuk says well, you shouldn't take a rechayim, and then it says kinefesh uchayvul is like two separate lavim. So the chura Rava is saying like Reb Huna. Smar says no. Oh, Malach.